Hey, Dara.
Hi.
How's it? Again.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello, it's TPL.
It's TPL season.
Which season is it?
We're going into season 16? 16, I think.
Yes, we are going into 16.
Yeah.
Tonight is the final finale.
The finals?
The finale.
The finale of TPL. I mean, it's basically like a television show.
Yeah. Season 15, video games.
Yeah. It's the TPL finals tonight. Are you excited?
Well, we're not in it.
I know. So sad. This is our first time GMing together that we haven't made finals. We actually...
playing TPL. That we have not made finals.
Yeah, this is correct. Individually, we've both made finals every season of TPL except this one. We also didn't even get close. We went out in pre-quarters. So yeah. More to talk about on that. If you want to hear all the juicy details about why we didn't make it, we'll happily do that. It's mostly just whining about the system, but such is life. Playing tonight is Colfin and
Ron Jan.
Yeah, Ron and Jan.
Ron
and Janet versus Matt Colfin. You heard it here first. We're cheering for Matt Colfin. though I've asked others, and my general response I receive is, I just want a good game, which I think is pretty much everybody's reaction. No one really cares who wins as long as the game is close and not a blowout. It's like not nearly as fun when it's just a blowout. So here's hoping for a great game. Looking forward to next season. Dara is going to jam again, but not with me. It's so sad.
But with Kishi, so that's like a lateral transition of names.
Okay. Chelsea, Kishi is basically the same. I mean, he and I play exactly the same, right? So, yeah. I mean, I'm second or third highest for women throwaways. He's, I think, highest for male throwaways.
Yeah. You're even contending for throwaways?
No, I mean, Jansen's run away with it, yeah. But it's like, I think I'm after Jansen with like maybe 10 less. Oh. And then it's like a couple less than me is like maybe, I don't know. The only person I think who could still be ahead of me is Amelia, but that's the only person I can think of. I've passed Jane Logan. I've passed Agatha. And that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun if we could try to predict the TPL awards for tonight.
Ooh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So I'm going to go down the list, starting with MVP female. Do you remember? So the nominees are...
Hold on. Just to give a bit of background, just because I feel like we jumped into that. So for anyone who doesn't know, the way the TPL awards works is the GMs nominate people, and they do not nominate themselves or the conveners. And then... they just pick from the players, and we try generally as GMs not to pick just people who are like top of the stats, but really like spread it around. And then from those nominations, a list is put together that is sent out to the players. My understanding was that only players should be voting in this. But
the link is
open.
Public.
Yeah, it's public. So I guess anyone can, but I personally think it should be just players, but regardless, and GMs as well and conveners. But anyway, that's the background. Dara, please begin.
Okay, MVP female. So we have Hayley McGinnis, Kira Healy, Marianne Perko, Megan Jansen, and Rebecca G.
I predict Kira. That's not who I voted for, but that's who I predict.
I think some top contenders for... It's also like we're trying to guess. Like we're trying to predict here. Like
I'm predicting what other
think,
people...
Like fan favorites mm-hmm. slash like... who people are likely to vote for are. I would agree. Kira's up there. Marianne's up there. Probably Bacaw's up there.
Yeah, so Marianne and Bacaw came in. Rebecca G is Bacaw. They came in later to the season, so that's the only reason why I think maybe they wouldn't. I don't think it's going to be Jansen. I'm surprised she was nominated, only because I don't think she would expect herself to be nominated, though she's an amazing player. I think it's going to be Kira Healy or Rebecca. Yeah, but they came in later, Rebecca and Marianne, so that's why I would lean to Kira. Kira is very high in the stats. Like it.
Oh, you think people would have looked at like total overall stats?
Potentially, or like a name you've heard a lot, I think.
Just visibility.
Yeah,
that
would be
that's
Kira.
Possible.
Yeah. Okay, that's our prediction. MVP male, we've got Jake Turcotte, John Hwang, Keegan Lee Newbery, Lucas McKeon, and Tommy Jennings. Who do you think is going to be this one?
This is a tough one. Tommy has been around a lot longer, mm-hmm. so he is, old hat in terms of,
Yeah, well-known.
An old favorite.
Yeah. Has won in the past, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. John Hwang has been really flashy this season.
Yeah, as Jake is also typically quite flashy.
Yeah. Just because I think front of mind, Ron John have really dominated.
Yeah, exactly.
This season.
Yeah, and I think John's a great player. He was not my vote, but I do think he is deserving. He's a great player. I think Tommy's a great player always, so that he's certainly deserving. I don't know the McKeons at all.
I still haven't seen them.
I've rarely played with them, though I've had...
This is the best one, then, if he made the MVP nominee.
Yeah, I guess. I'm pretty sure there's a question, though, about which McKeon is the best McKeon. I left that blank. I literally don't know who any of them are. You put the three in front of me, I couldn't tell you their names.
We had some interesting, post-mortem analyses in the group GM group chat, and one of them was, trades, who didn't play who kind of thing. And, we actually didn't play... Ed's team, ever.
No. And there were two teams we didn't play, and there were three teams I think we didn't trade with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We traded, the majority of our trades were with Max, Colfin, and Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And James, James and Chris.
Yeah, so that to say, depending on how the trades go, if we have already played you or we haven't played you, but then someone gets traded, we might not see them all season.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not super surprised that we haven't seen any of the McEwen brothers.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, the one game we played with them, we had an incident. So I think, I don't know about everyone's perspective, but I might have a mildly more negative experience with the one McKeon we played against them. So that...
Right, but who's to say?
I don't know the other ones.
I don't even remember which McKeon...
I know what he looks like. I just don't know which one he is by name.
It could be any.
Which is why I left it blank. I was like, no, there's no bias allowed because I don't know. I truly don't know. I think I'd be surprised by Lucas because I think also a lot of people don't know who they are or which one is which. So I would be surprised by him winning, though I have heard that all three brothers are quite strong and talented. So mm-hmm. perhaps he could be the winner. I don't know. Who's your final prediction?
I think it's going to be John Hwang.
Me too. I think it's going to be John Hwang as well. Yeah. Okay. MIP, most improved player, female.
Female. So we have Barb Hwang, Kat Pelletier, Diane Pendlebury, Gwen Grecki, and then Megan Newman.
I think it's going to be Barb Hwang.
Yeah, I'm also leaning towards Barb. Why do you think Barb?
I think I joined the league and a lot of people didn't really know who she was. And I think over the, both seasons, but especially from this season, I'm she's someone I see now and I'm I want her to play with me. I think GMs now see her as a very, very reliable sub. And she works really hard and her presence on the field is much, much stronger than it was, certainly even at the start of the season. So that's why she is the choice for me. I think she's well known among the players too, as someone who she's an up and comer. Yeah.
Yeah. I think shout out to Gwen too, though, because I do feel I saw her improve. I don't know if it was only over the course of the season, but I feel I've seen a lot of growth from her in general over my experience of playing with her over very many seasons.
Yeah. We had Gwen in our team at one point and we really liked playing with her. To be honest, Diane for me is she's just a solid player all around. Yeah. Kat and Diane are so strong. It's they're just
these people haven't improved, but
They're just already at that level in my mind. Yeah. And so I'm I wouldn't have thought of them.
Yeah.
And Meg Newman also a lore player, pretty strong, wouldn't have thought of her either, but certainly it could be anyone, but I'm leaning towards Barb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. MIP male, we've got Akindele Faulkner, Charlie Guo, Jake Slan, Sanjay Parker, and Taylor Chung. I personally voted for Jake Slan, but also his improvement has been long-term. I've seen a lot of improvement from him from the past few seasons. I think there was one season where stats-wise, he was just definitely in the bottom 10 bracket. And then this year he floats somewhere in the middle, which for me is a huge improvement. He's certainly improved as a handler. I've seen him a lot in outdoor too, and he's just way more confident with the disc and typically doing the right things in the field. That's why I voted for him. I'm not sure if he'll be the winner, but that was he'd be my thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's also hard for me to make a call here because while, like, we had AK on our team, Charlie's on our team now. Like, I haven't tracked people consistently over the course of the season. Like, we said bye to AK, and then I don't think I saw or we played against him since then.
Yeah. I've seen him working really hard after games, though, especially with Kishi. Like, they've worked really hard together.
That's
so
true.
A lot of
that's
effort put in by AK, props to that.
Yeah, but I don't know that I've seen Jake or Sanjay much this season. Just, like...
I've subbed with Jake a few times. That might be why. I haven't seen Sanjay once. Didn't play with him or against him, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't really end up with him on our team at any point. Couldn't trade for him. And Taylor Chung I also have hardly seen. I think I played against him once. Like, I can't.
So I feel like Taylor Chung has been, like, there have been rumblings about how much he has improved over the course of the season.
Mm.
Like, some have compared him to Kishi. Certainly, we got a trade-off.
Oh, my gosh.
Compared to as good as Kishi.
We, of course, denied that trade. But Taylor is definitely similar.
Salary-wise, he is...
Close.
400K plus.
That's because I'm also, Kishi has 800,000 throwaways. But anyway, not to disparage on Taylor, he's very fast and has a lot of good things going for him. So do you think it's going to be Taylor?
For most improved, I think it might be Jake. Also because he's like an old favorite as well.
Yep.
He's been in the community for a while. People know that name. Whereas I think it is a little bit harder with the newer names. I don't know how many people are paying close attention to every person in the league if they don't have to trade for them.
Yeah, and MIP is one that's like a gradual versus like an in-your-face MVP kind of situation. So I agree with that. I think it's Jake's land for me as well, but could be a close with Taylor Chung. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Most valuable defender for playing the best actual D. So I'm assuming not necessarily making flashy Ds, but just playing good shutdown defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have Amelia, can't say her last name, Haley McGinnis, Nicole James, Olivia Chung, and Rebecca G again.
Yay, Becca. What do you think?
This is a strong list.
It is a really strong
list.
It's a
really strong list. I like saw, sometimes you see nominees for a category, you're just like, I don't know. But for this category, I felt like every single nominee was correct.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think, I don't remember who I voted for, to be perfectly honest. Some strong choices. Nicole's obviously a strong choice. She's beast, but she's also really strong on O. I actually wanted, like, I thought she was a strong contender for female MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But definitely solid defense. Amelia's kind of new face for me, but definitely also quite strong. But to me, like, just in terms of like speed, positioning, all that stuff, it's got to be Becca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just all the pieces together. It's Becca for me. That's who I would predict.
I think so. And I'd be curious because I didn't actually look at any of the stats for this.
Neither did I.
Which is not...
Haley's high. I knew that. Yeah. Haley's very high on Ds right now.
Yeah. But
she's
like
quite tall.
Down D will not get you on the stat on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
You're just denying the whole time.
Honestly, the list of defenders too for people who have high Ds is like... There's quite a lot of tall people on that list as well. So that's why for me, like, Becca may not have the number of Ds because she's quite short, but like of average to short height. And so the like... wonky throw, jump up, touchdown Ds aren't going to happen for her as often, but that's why I mean it's not about flash. It's like her substance of defense is so strong.
Yeah. I think Olivia is like a good second as well.
I would agree.
Find it very hard to shake her whenever I'm being D'd by her for sure.
Yeah, her positioning is on point.
It's really good. And then someone I was surprised to not be on this list, but maybe they just couldn't make it on because we have so many strong female defensive players here, is Brittany Ryan.
Mm.
I feel like I've seen Brittany
run through so many discs. Yeah. 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 The thing with run throughs though, interestingly, is, I know for myself personally, a run through D is a result of an intentional poach, like an intentional, not poach, but like an intentional, I'm going to bait you into this. And then it's a run through, which often doesn't result in a D. So that's why like it's great defense and certainly it's a strategy I use as well, but, it doesn't always make for like the person who you're top of mind as like positional defense or stuff like that. So that might be why. And my humble professional opinion, obviously semi-pro.
Humble semi-professional opinion.
Most valuable defender for playing the best actual D for males. We've got, David Doshi, Lucas McKeon again, Kishi, Taylor Chung again, and Wes Gardner. So Wes is a name I hadn't seen before. And then we've seen some of the other names here. For me, this one is a I'm, for me, it's Kishi 100%. Oh, okay. There's no, it's a no brainer. Like it's a, he's just unbelievably good at finding the disc, especially like, I think he had four of the exact same D in our last game. Mm-hmm. He knows what we're talking about. It's yeah, like a poach under D from across the field, kind of. He just comes out of nowhere. And yeah, he's just a wildly amazing defender. His field awareness is more better than most anyone I've seen. So mm-hmm. That's an easy one.
It's really always nice to see like a first-time TPLer get nominated as well, especially for something like Most Valuable, not just like Improved or something like that.
Which one is that?
Doge.
Oh, Doge, true, yeah. I think Lucas is a first-timer as well, but he's definitely a more experienced player than Doge. Yeah, I agree. And Doge is great. Like, he's very speedy, aggressive to the disc. I would think him and Wes are, and Taylor are quite similar. Though on the note of Wes, he does play amazing defense. But there was a moment in our game last week where Dara skied him or brought the disc down on him. We were so proud of Dara. I freaked out. Like, Wes is a strong defender, so I was very excited.
I'm very excited to hear that because I obviously didn't have an outside perspective on what
you weren't watching Wes. Like, yeah. It basically looked like Wes attacking the disc and you sniping it from the air. It was gorgeous. Yeah. I was very proud. Okay.
Most spirited player, female. So we have Barb Wang, Frances Makito, Meg Lee, Meg Nuselli, and then Nicole James.
I wasn't sure for this one. They're all super nice.
Yeah, so what do you define as most spirited?
So for me, most spirited is someone who plays with a lot of spirit, meaning they know the rules, they're fair, they have great communication, and all those pieces that make up the actual component of spirit. And then there's also some factor of like, are they like a nice and positive player? Because I think you can be spirited while being like not super positive, and that's okay too. But when you think about what it means to be spirited, it's like, you know, someone who approaches the game with a smile and is quite friendly and things like that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so this one was easy actually for me. I picked Frances. I also feel like she probably could have landed in Most Improved Player.
I agree.
I'm surprised she didn't.
Agree.
I feel like she grew in terms of confidence and just like start of season, sort of like a newer face. Newer to me anyways.
Yeah.
And then like by the end of the season, she's like throwing hammers, like she's having fun. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just like such a good addition to TPL.
I think though from this list, something I really appreciate is that this list spans multiple skill levels. Mm-hmm. Something I think you see a lot in spirit is that you're like a weaker player if you're more spirited, or if your team gets best spirit, it's because you're losing and that's like you're just okay with losing. And so I really wanted to highlight that something great about this list is we've got someone like, you know, Nicole, who's being nominated for MVP, and then we've got players like Frances, who are like an MIP player. Like we've got a range of skill here, so I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Most spirited player, male. We've got Carter, Karecki, Kevin Karecki, Raymond Tang, Sam Watt, and Sanjay Parker. I think I voted Raymond for this one.
Yeah, just as a personal fave.
Yeah, he's a personal fave from this list, though close contention for me was Sam Watt, who's also like an unbelievably amazing player, but plays with an incredible amount of spirit. Best bargain.
Best bargain for on-field contribution that does not show in their salary, female. So this is always an interesting category, I think. Like, what is that, that intangible that people feel about players?
Yeah, like when their salary is really low, but then you're like, they're worth so much more than that.
We have Jane Logan, Jocelyn Chan, Jay Chan, Meg Lee, Morgan Leach, and Vanya St. James. St. John.
St. John. Who'd you vote for in this one?
I think I did vote for Jane Logan.
I think I did as well.
Yeah.
It was tight, though, between her and Meg Lee. Yeah. Because Meg Lee is much stronger, I think, than her salary indicates. Though her salary crept up towards the end of the season. So.
I wonder what her play style was like. I didn't really have eyes on her this season.
Meg Lee?
Yeah.
I watched. She was like a handler.
Same.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes people who are even good players come to TPL and then they're like stifled just because of the team they're on, chemistry, doesn't click. Like.
Yeah. Well, if your team is only scoring 7 points a game, cough, cough, our team, you know, someone might be lower in the stats for that reason. Yeah, I think Jane Logan's an easy one there. She's much cheaper than she's worth. Best bargain for males. We've got Carter Chin, Ikram Mustafa, Matt Harder, Peter Hawkins, and Ryan Buenciseco. So surprisingly, not surprisingly, considering how few points our team was scoring at the end of the season, two of our players are on this list because they're much cheaper than they're worth because we were not scoring any points. I think I voted Matt for this one.
Yeah, Yeah, harder.
Yeah, he's just so gotta solid. Be. Yeah, he's just too, gotta he's too be. Solid. So that was an easy one for us.
We just have a lot of nepotism on
our you know what?
TPL award voting strategy.
But you know what's so funny is I didn't feel bad doing that because when I nominated, I only okay, that's not true. Three nominations, I picked players on my team, but that's because I thought they were true, and that was only because it was for one of the categories that I wanted to be a category. Like, this season we got to tell Lote, hey, I really like this idea for a category, and my idea for a category was, like, most clutch, like, who can bring down a really terrible throw, and I picked you and Kishi, because I was like, in that situation, I can play a little nepotism, because I wasn't even sure if the category would get accepted. It didn't. But then when I did the actual, like, filling this out, I tried really hard not to pick my own players, and I think I only picked my own player one time. So there you go. I was being fair. Matt Harder was my one pick. Okay. Yeah. King Clancy.
King Clancy Award for leadership, female.
So this is for someone who shows leadership, but is not in a GM position.
Mm-hmm. So we have Ka-Chow, Jane Logan, Lin Su, Meg Jansen, Nat Wong. Yeah, I feel like these all made sense to me. all of these nominees.
Yeah, I think I picked Ka-Chow.
I think I picked Nat Wong.
Yeah, tight one. Jane Logan's good too. Mm-hmm. Lin, Meg, can't go wrong. I think I picked this one. I actually have no idea who will win. It's a very, very even playing field.
I know. A lot of leadership.
Yeah, I picked Ka-Chow. I think she'll win. Mm-hmm. That's, I guess, my prediction. Mm-hmm. And yours is Nat Wong.
Yeah.
Okay, so we differ here. Mm-hmm. King Clancy Award for males. We've got Carter Chin. That's a lot of nominations for Carter. Chris Wang, Colin Madison, David Ip, and Kramer. I voted for my own player twice. I voted for Dip for this one as well, because we honestly could not have done this season without Dip. Mm-hmm. Like, other teams don't see that. Like, truthfully, I think it's really hard to pick a King Clancy if the player didn't play on your team. But, like, I don't think our team would have been done as well this season if not for Dip. We saved him in our player save because we really liked having his presence and his voice on our team. So he was an obvious choice for me. Mm-hmm. Though I do not think that means he will win this one. Right. I'm not sure who will win. But.
Yeah, I'm not sure who wins for this one just because it does seem so team specific.
Yeah.
And like you wouldn't get any of that benefit unless you consistently were on that team or subbed for that team.
Yeah, and Dip was never traded, so it's not like he went anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who'd you vote for?
I think I voted for Colin Madison.
Not a bad choice. Chris Wang was my other choice, so it shows a really nice spread across that we see a lot of leadership from all these players. It's a toss-up for me. I think it might be Chris or Colin who end up with it, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's hard for this one just because Kramer is also on this list and he is a strong favorite.
He's just also been a GM so many times.
Yeah, which is why I would not.
Of course, he's a leader. He's a great leader, but he's been the same with Carter. They've been GMs, and I mean, so has Wangers. So it's hard to say. But we have Colin joining us next season as a GM. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, Superist McKeon brother. I did not vote for this one.
Didn't vote for this one. I think it was the only one I left blank.
Yeah, me too. Best team name. Obviously, the best team
there
name
a lot
is Super Dario World Treasures Island.
I really appreciated the theme this year.
Yeah.
Video games was a great one. I think everyone had such a fun time.
Yeah.
There was so much to draw from.
Yeah, the team names were fantastic. I'm not going to read through them. There's a lot, but...
Did you have any faves?
I did, actually. So I thought our name was okay. Not a winner, not a loser. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought... I thought Andy's name was the best. Legend of Zeljak, the no-look pass, because he got his name and a Frisbee reference in there, which is like, that's a win in my books. And then I think the one I liked the next best, just the way it sounded, was Ready Claire One, just because I think it's fun to say like Claire One. And then that's pretty much it. And then Call of Denti Modern Schwarzfair wasn't a bad name either, but I voted for Legend of Zeljak. I mean, our name's great too, but you know.
Super Dario World, Chelsea's Island.
Super Dario World.
Not a mouthful at all.
No. I mean, we rarely got the Chelsea part out. It was just Super Dario World. And then, I honestly, though, there should be a category for best cheer because we had the best cheer in.
I agree. I think that was where we really win.
Yeah.
What was our cheer?
Here we go.
So good.
Least best team name. This Least one best. Is a pretty obvious one to me.
Really?
Yeah. No judgment or anything, but...
I don't think I filled this out because I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, unless there's like a clear winner.
To me, there's a clear
winner. There wasn't a clear winner for me.
No? Okay, I'll leave it then. All right, moving on.
This was a good category.
Yeah, this was a new category.
Whoever thought of this was... I super agreed.
Yep. This is the one-up award, player most likely to save you on stall 6, female. So we've got DL, Amelia, Heidi, Nat Dunn, and Becca G again. I can't remember who I voted for. I think I voted for Becca.
Yeah, I think I also voted for Becca. Although I think Nat Dunn would probably be.
Yeah, Nat Dunn's a solid choice too.
Yeah.
All great choices. I think it's going to be Nat Dunn that's the winner though.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I voted for Becca.
You think Becca's going to run away with it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be Nat Dunn for this one.
Hmm.
Yeah, the thing too is that like, Becca is not a comfortable handler, so she will bail you out as a cutter, but it's not always her go-to reaction, whereas, like, Nat Dunn is really comfortable on the field, and similarly, like, Heidi plays that same role, mm-hmm. so I'm like...
Oh, true.
Yeah, like, DL will bail you out on a deep strike, but mm-hmm. she's not really going to be an underbail, whereas I feel like Nat Dunn is a deep or an underbail. She's everywhere, mm-hmm. like, and then Heidi is an underbail, right? So Nat kind of covers all of those categories, so that's why, for me, she's the... I should have voted for her, actually, now that we're talking about this. Anyway.
Okay, one-up award for males. We have Slater, Graham, Haynes, Hayden Andrews, Kishi, and Tommy.
Look, two players from our team again. If we have so many players being nominated for these things, why did we not win more games, Dara? our players are amazing. We just couldn't put
also
together.
Also, I like how everyone had full names, and then the only person who didn't was Slater.
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 Like, even Jansen had Megan Jansen, yeah. And then, look.
Kishi also, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, who'd you vote for?
Slater.
Of course. Yeah. I threw so many discs into the ground that Slater Leo bid for and saved me on. I should have contended with Jansen.
And
with
it's
Rowan's.
Not even that Slater lays out. He always comes down with a disc.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. He's a superstar. Nice to see some different names on here, though, like Graham and Hayden, so that's
mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm.
Best heckler.
I didn't feel like there was enough heckling.
Yeah, to be honest, I think I left this one blank. You know what? I probably put Jansen or Brandt. John Brandt's pretty good.
I put Steph.
Yeah, they're all good. I have no idea who will win this one. Mm-hmm. Jansen's a go-to fave. Could be Steph, could be John. That's that.
Yeah. Kona's favorite.
We all know this one has a very clear and clear, obvious winner. Very, very, very clear, obvious winner.
I am hoping that Max doesn't win. Because
if Max wins, that's stupid. Of course, Max is Kona's favorite, obviously. And then after that would be probably, like, his mom or his girlfriend, okay? Like, let's just... Okay, so that's reality life. Now this is TPL life. In TPL life,
here's
is it...
the problem.
Is it Chelsea, Katie, Kira, or Steph?
I'm worried that you split the vote. Like... The people that could have voted for one of these names are now have maybe split the vote too much.
You think so?
I don't know who's gonna win.
It's me, obviously.
I mean, we know who we want to win.
No, we know who Kona likes best. She comes straight to me or to Katie. It's like...
But that's what I mean. You and Katie split the vote.
No, it's gotta be me.
Like, Steph might win because of that.
That's dumb. Democracy. Okay, well, anyway, obviously, I know Kona loves me most in her heart, and I know that in my heart, so that's all that matters.
And, you know, having fun.
playing frisbee.
People winning, having fun.
Here's the thing overall. These awards are super enjoyable and fun and great, but also in the grand scheme of things, nobody remembers if you won or lost. Dara, who won MVP last season?
Not I.
Yes, so it gets my point. The great thing about these is that they bring everyone together to, like, chat after the game, and it's fun, and we listen, and we get pieces of paper and whatever else we get, but, like, and that's cool and enjoyable, but in the grand scheme of things, like, the Frisbee's boy counts, so. Excited for the draft?
Yes, very excited for the draft. There was a great initiative this year for TPL Season 16 where we could... A male could get into the league with a guaranteed spot if they signed up with a female.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. I thought it was great that, you know, we had seen... This came about because of a decline in female retention and female sign-up over the years. And, of course, we play in co-ed sport. TPL is split 3-3. So if we don't have enough females, then we don't have a league.
Right. And this season we had a lot of wild cards. Which is really hard for trading, and it's really hard for subbing. So I also thought the initiative was fantastic. I thought, like, it was a combination project of Kishi and Agatha and a bunch of other people who work really closely with the league. And I think really all this, like, if we think about this from, like, a like an affirmative action perspective. This was a really intentional opportunity to give females a bit more power to encourage them to play. Mm-hmm. And I think something that, you know, maybe not a lot of people are aware of is that a lot of the conversations around why women aren't coming back or why we're not able to fill leagues is that there's a general consensus that it's the league is not very fun for women, both from like a physical playing perspective, but also from like a like physical meaning like injuries, but also from like a how many times you touch the disc perspective. So yeah, I think from learning that and having that feedback from players, this to me really tried to take that into consideration and give women the power to pair up with people that they truly like playing with, who they think embody spirit. And from there gave, you know, men an incentive to, you know, earn their spot. And that to me is a good thing. So,
yeah. And in the sense that also it was a, like, relatively minimal amount of work. If you play Ultimate, you're probably playing with women.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably know people who are in the league and play the sport or in the community. You get to sign up ahead of time. You're guaranteed a spot. And so I feel like it was really like a win-win for people who were willing to put in just like a bit more effort in that sense. I know there has been some feedback about that, or some, I think anecdotally, people being a little bit like, oh, this is like a little bit hard and we're not sure like how to go about doing this. But like, I know I only got asked one time.
Mm-hmm. Myself
as
well.
I'm a GM. I've played TPL for 4 or 5 seasons, at least 6 seasons now. Like, and I got asked one time.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there were 20 plus women who are new to the league for next season. Don't quote me on that though. I'm not 100% sure of that number. I just tried to go through, got through about the first third of the list and already read 10 names of people who are new. So I'm just guesstimating that it's about 20 plus. But knowing that there are that many people who are new to the league means that it wasn't just returning TPL players that that people were reaching out to and getting. It was like friends of friends or friends from other teams. And that's only a good thing. We only want this league to be more inclusive and be bringing in more people. So I think I did hear a lot of feedback from people that it was like, oh, well, I don't know enough women, or I didn't know enough people. And it's like, I hear that. I totally do. But I also, you know, I only got asked once. Dara only got asked once. Like, there were opportunities, I'm sure, out there. It just took a little bit of effort. And a bit of effort for a guaranteed spot is, like, a win-win in my mind versus, like, a lottery. So, you know, we actually recently discussed a podcast that you had listened to about the New York City Marathon and how they make it as fair as possible for everyone who wants to join. And certainly I think that's something that we should consider now that this initiative has shown to be so successful. I think that knowing that there are many ways to get people in the league, both, you know, there's the natural lottery, which is just you're in and you maybe get a spot or maybe don't. There's this system. There's, you know, trading in volunteer hours or volunteer points. Like, there are other ways that we can do this. I think it's something to consider for the future. Just looking back on this season, this was successful in my mind.
I think this was hugely successful. We filled the league before draft night.
Mm-hmm. It's like unheard of. Yeah. We have a wait list.
Was just from a business perspective and a convening perspective. It's like, oh, now we can organize.
Yeah.
Now the GMs can draft.
Yep.
Everyone goes in the correct slot. Like,
I mean, also from a business perspective for Tuck, we filled a league. That's all Tuck wants to do is fill their leagues, right? So unfortunately, we did drop down from a 12-team to a 10-team league. But we have 3 women on the wait list. So that makes me feel very encouraged that if this season is positive, because really we have to turn around the image of TPL for women. And to, you know, once we do that with this season, hopefully for future seasons, we will be able to move back to a 12-team league because we will have more women who want to play. So we're really excited about the draft, and that's happening tomorrow. We'll definitely post some updates throughout this season, give you guys some inside scoop on what's going on. We're hoping to be a little bit more present for you guys this season. We're working on it.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a couple of TPL-themed things, but also hopefully some not Frisbee-themed things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some... What are we reading right now? And Also some new science stuff, because I have, I think, some new science stuff to bring to the fold.
Whoa, Dara, did you just, like, get your PhD or something?
Just got my PhD. I got a new job.
What?
New everything.
You got a new life. So exciting. So, yeah, lots of good stuff to come. Stay tuned. And, Dara, I will see you on the field.
Chelsea, I'll see you on the field.
You can find us many places on the internet at our website, semiprotoronto.com, on Facebook at semiproNTO, on Twitter at semiprotoronto, and you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found.